to episode 4 of The New Martian. This first week of 2019 has been a busy one in space. We had New Horizons fly by Kuiper Belt Object 2014 MU69. OSIRIS-REx officially entered orbit around the asteroid Bennu. China landed a rover on the far side of the moon. A second asteroid mining company was bought out. SpaceX continued its march towards a commercial crew demo. And the government shut down. So it's been busy here. Before we get to that opening audio of the New Horizons flyby, we have the government shutdown. At December 21st, the US government entered a partial shutdown, and this includes NASA. NASA ended up sending 14,500 people that were deemed unnecessary home, and that left 3,000 people for essential tasks. These essential tasks range from preserving life and assets on the International Space Station to ensuring mission success, like with the New Horizons flyby. And these teams during a shutdown are kept at a bare-bones minimum. Missions in development led by contractors with cash reserves can continue. These include the James Webb Space Telescope, Space Launch System, and Mars 2020, up until those reserves run dry. And that's difficult to plan for when you do not know the end date of a shutdown. Other areas like NASA education, research, involvement in conferences, NASA TV and outreach, those are shut down. Scheduled rocket launches, like the upcoming SpaceX commercial crew flight demo, they are unable to launch without necessary government employees present. And any future launches are unable to be planned since FAA certifications are shut down as well. Originally, the shutdown was going to severely limit the outreach possible for the New Horizons flyby. Alan Stern, the principal investigator of the mission, ended up having his staff trying to stream it on various blogs and sites, but at the end of the day, Jim Bridenstine, the NASA administrator, did announce that the flyby will be available to watch on NASA TV. Now, if there's one thing a shutdown can't stop, that's going to be the momentum of a spacecraft 4 billion miles away. And 33 minutes after the new year, New Horizons officially flew by the Kuiper Belt Object 2014 MU69. It was the most distant world ever seen up close, again over 4 billion miles away, and it just passed within 3,000 miles of the surface. Now, the initial images were pretty rough. The spacecraft sends data back at about 4 kilobytes per second at its highest rates, but later images revealed a binary contact world, while two objects slowly came together about 20 miles in length. Now, along with this object being the farthest object ever visited, it's possibly also the oldest. It's likely an original remnant of the formation of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago. That limited 4 kilobit per second return rate on data means an information to be trickling in through about 2020. Now, they're hoping that's not the end of the mission just yet. Alan Stern, again, that PI, has mentioned that they'll continue to look for Kuiper Belt objects even beyond this one to potentially fly by. And New Horizons does have the fuel reserves to do that if it's within a close range, so may not be over yet, we'll see. Much closer to home. On January 3rd, China landed the rover U-2 on the far side of the moon. Now, this was the first ever landing on the far side. Now, the lander touched down in the Von Karman crater officially at 9:26 p.m. Eastern Time, although the China National Space Administration, they kept hidden any updates until it was proven successful. The main purpose of this rover is to prepare for human exploration by measuring radiation that the astronauts will be exposed to, said Robert Weimar Schweingruber, whose University of Kiel in Germany led development of the lander. China's following mission, Chang'e 5, will launch this March for a lunar sample return. So China's slow, monotonous, but planned build-up for space exploration is becoming incredibly successful. And finally, the asteroid mining company Deep Space Industries was bought out and acquired by Bradford Space Incorporated. This move follows the acquisition 2 months ago of the other asteroid mining company, Planetary Resources, by Consensus, a blockchain company. Mining asteroids for the resources was always far away, and it continues to be so now. With that, I'll talk to you in a week and a half.